And now, for her last appearance as the chairman of the board from Commerce Lexington, to bring her on, how about the chairman of the board?
Luxy lady tonight. Luxy lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luxy lady.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's a great intro.
that's a great intro no matter what and no matter
exactly.
Who.
Exactly.
For your last visit today, or last time as chair of the board of Commerce Lexington, we're going to talk about some new land. We've talked about how much land may or may not be available for development. That was a big topic as the Urban County Council and the planning people went through the new comprehensive plan for the next 5 years. And now the city and the university have worked out a deal to get some new land within the urban service area for development.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We started this process months ago. Commerce Lexington convened the city, UK, a bunch of other folks who have expertise in land and analyzing land to try and find out where we could find that next parcel of land. And I've got to give a lot of credit to Jenna Greathouse, who does economic development, leads our efforts at Commerce Lexington. She refused to let this issue die and brought folks together. And they have agreed, and the council just needs to give final approval, but to swap about 250 acres of land, 50 acres at Coldstream that's ready to go, and then another 200 that needs a little bit of infrastructure work. So that gives us just an amazing amount of land to work with and to recruit new jobs to. So we're very excited.
Oh, yeah. Well over a square mile. You can pack a lot of stuff into that.
Exactly. You can. And, you know, one of the other exciting things about this, when we started out and we talked about, okay, what would it cost to get even 100 acres, we're talking tens of millions of dollars probably. So to be able to do this without having to lay out a large amount of money, which nobody has these days, was very exciting. So it was just a really innovative approach to it that's going to bring, you know, if history is any guide, it's going to bring, you know, well over 1,500 jobs to our community in the future based on what we've already done through the Bluegrass Business Park.
That's terrific. I do want to talk just for a second, and I'm not sure whether you were involved with this or not, but the announcement last week of, and I don't have the name of the company in front of me, the battery producers, the big announcement was for Pikeville, but they're bringing over 100 jobs to Lexington as well.
They are, and Commerce Lexington has been very involved in that, and we're helping them find office space. It'll be, I think, 110 jobs that are coming. There'll be research and development, administrative, just their headquarters will be coming here. So it's large salaries and benefits and jobs that are, like I said, R&D jobs and administrative CEO-level jobs. So we're very, it's going to be a great great addition to the community. So anytime we can get over 100 jobs and they're really high-level jobs, we're very excited about it.
Carla, I know that just because you won't be the chair anymore and you won't be doing these reports, you're not going to stop your involvement with this sort of thing in the community.
That's right. I'll remain on the board and be very involved in our public policy council, which helps form the policy recommendations that we provide locally and to Frankfort and to Washington. So I look forward to continued involvement in that.
All right. Carla Blanton, thank you so much. We've really appreciated all that you've done, all the information that you've brought us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.